Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday. Tenga buen día. I have as my guest for today, and as I usually do, she'll probably come in mostly in the second and the third segment, but I want to introduce her, Annie Mustafa Ramos. Annie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the invitation, Jorge.
Well, Annie and I go back to the mid-90s, and we've kept in touch in her different roles, and we're going to discuss her But she has two or three roles at the same time, but we're going to discuss two of them, and then we're going to go back a little bit with nostalgia on how we got together, and it's still relevant, even though we weren't as successful as we had hoped at that time. So it's going to be an interesting conversation with Annie. And as I usually do, I like to sort of start off with some of the things that events that are taking place, and some of them I'll go into more in detail with Annie, so some of them we'll discuss, and I invite Annie to jump in if she, you know, wants to make any comment on any
looking other forward aspects. To it.
So I thought, you know, I usually take off on some article or other that or event that's happening, and this kind of combines them. There's an article on Rita Moreno, one of my favorites, going on 95 and doing fantastic. She's coming in August to give a presentation. But I always like to read, you know, the questions in terms of their philosophy of life. And they asked her, you know, first of all, that, you know, they asked her, what is the, you know, good times and bad times? And she says that, cuando miro hacia atrás, nunca pienso en lo que pudo haber sido. O en lo que debió haber sido. Yo desaliento el remordimiento, porque no hay solución para los remordimientos. So he says, I don't look back, you know, and think about what I could have done or what could have been done differently. I don't believe in remordimiento, which is regrets, which we discuss a lot in this program, because there's not much solutions to regrets. And you know, an important message going along with this next question. She says, was there a particular bad or good time in your life? And she says, nunca pienso en eso. Simplemente dejo que la vida siga su curso. So in essence, he's saying, you know, paraphrasing it, she says she doesn't go back and think too much about her regrets. She can't make any solutions. Well, you know, we discuss it. You can't dwell on your regrets. You sometimes have to go back and think of your past and see what you can learn from them. And sometimes you have to come to grips with the things that happened in your past. But you certainly can't allow them to ruin your life. And
definitely,
and a lot of them don't have solutions. You have to just, you know, go forward. So that. But then the second part is in terms of, you know, what was, you know, good or bad. She says, yeah, simply I just let life go forward, and we discuss the philosophy, you know, of the present and letting things go forward without really thinking too much of the future and planning too much and relying too much on the future, just to let things flow. So, and this, you know, and not even we're discussing before, you know, this phenomenon of bad money, bad money. and he came up with basically the same thing, you know. He's saying, you know, he's finished now 9 of the 30 concerts, and basically those were related and emphasized, you know, the Puerto Rico residents. And he's just delirious and thankful for the great experience. You can tell he's just enjoying like crazy. But he says in this article, you know, expressing gracias por el cariño, el amor y la experiencia. But he says that de esto de se trata, de disfrutar el momento. No podemos cambiar lo que ya pasó, pero sí tenemos el privilegio de poder aprovechar el momento. So it's just so
Enjoying the present. Enjoying the present.
You have to enjoy, disfrutar el momento. Mm-hmm. And we can't change what has happened, but we have the privilege of taking advantage of the moment, which is exactly what Rita Moreno says. And he's doing that. We can go a little bit more detail. It's a great article by Gustavo Vélez on the 30th of July, yesterday, because this program is on Thursday. And Bad Bunny, El Impulso Económico del Verano, Bad Bunny and the economic impulse for this summer. And you know, he is having an incredible thing. And I wanted to go into a little bit more detail and ask Ani to give us a little bit of her background, but where we got together was on something very similar to what Bad Bunny is accomplishing. It's in terms of bringing in economic development from outside. Using our resources. So we'll go into that in more detail. The other, there was a list of things of family. I don't know where it came out, but it was a couple of days ago, and it describing Rigoberto Emilio Mediavilla, and he was the founder of the oldest travel agency in Puerto Rico. For us that are in our 70s or 80s, Darlington Tours.
50s too?
Darlington Tours still stands out. It's incredible that it's still going forward. And he was the founder of that organization, and his son Rigo is following his steps, you know, now undertaking the travel business, you know, which they have emphasize and concentrate on, but there's a statement that I sort of underline, and it says, "La felicidad se logra cuando tienes armonía interna, y eso ocurre cuando hay un matrimonio perfecto entre lo que dices y lo que haces. No puede haber discrepancia." It says, "Happiness is achieved when you have harmony, internal harmony." And this happens when there is a marriage, a perfect marriage, between what you say and what you do. There cannot be a discrepancy. And what you say, I probably prefer the word what you believe, but this pretty much ties into my definition of well-being, of bienestar, and of happiness, living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. This is pretty close. Because what he's saying is you had to have a complete congruence between, you know, what you say, which basically is what you believe, what, you know, you do what you say.
And you simply saying, but
you walk the talk and all that kind of stuff.
Doing it.
And
for some people.
And you do it. So you know, if you live your personal values with a sense of purpose and do your best. We all fail and moments, given moments. But you do it to a sense that you have a satisfaction for what you strive to do and what you try to do at your best. You know, we all fail given moments and we have difficult moments. And then, well, I think if you do that, you have a sense of self-satisfaction and, you know, harmony, which for me, I put peace. So, you know, every once in a while, I just pick up an article on someone who I don't know at all and just read through, like with Rita Moreno and with Bad Bunny and now Rigoberto and see how they have defined well-being and happiness and all and sort of compare it to my definition, which is being challenged all the time by myself and by everybody I read and talk to, see if any changes should be made to my definition that I came up with about 5 years ago, and which I'm still happy with. Another article that came out, and it brought to bear an issue that I've been facing with a lot of stress. Not for me, because I'm a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflict. So I people kind of laugh when I say I like conflict. I just find it challenging, and I find it very satisfying when I'm able to deal with people's conflicts, or even with my own conflict. I just find it as a challenge. But there was an article, and there was a story of this person went over to his neighbor who had been playing. I don't know. It was music. It was just awful sounds, and he went over to complain and got shot and killed. You remember that, verdad?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah, and then, you know, the article, Falta de Tolerancia en Conflictos entre Vecinos, and how, you know, this happens. The other day, a doctor got upset with somebody in a traffic incident. Not that the person hit him or anything. I think just, you know, corta de
pastelillo. Corte de pastelillo.
Just somebody cut in front of something and went and ended up shooting the guy. A doctor shooting this other driver. These incidences of and we see this all constantly, and it just brought to mind what been spending hours and hours in a, I preside a community organization called Coalición Comunidad San Patricio. And we have a new neighbor, a doctor, a young doctor, wants to open up his office in the San Patricio Avenue area. And he ended up with permits, cutting down trees, especially one huge
Centenarios.
Well, it's Sigma, but it's 1960s. Not so, but it's one of these huge trees. De goma.
De goma.
Árbol de goma, laurel, del India. They say árbol de la India. This kind of, and the neighbors were up in arms at this. You know, with the permits were granted, and they didn't have the day in court and at the administration level, and been getting involved and having meetings with the persons in the municipality who gave the with the mayor and with the person who gave the permits and let them talk to each other and see how we can resolve what happened, see how we can avoid that happening again, and see what kind of solutions. But at a given moment, which is, you know, in this world of conflict resolution, people expressing their differences, I sort of said, you know, listen, we could be here for 3 days and you're not, the two groups aren't going to we in the community, the coalición, were taking a mediator role, you know, a more neutral role, trying to see how we could get the parties and going forward solutions, see if we could, you know, correct in the future what happened if need be, and see what kind of things we could do to improve. And at a given moment, I said it was obvious. We're not going to convince each other what the municipality did and what the doctor did and whether he could have saved the tree or should have saved the tree or had the right to whatever. There's just that we're not going to convince each other. I said so. Let's what they say in English. We have to agree to disagree. And sometimes that is, you know, happens and has to be accepted. Sometimes there's two groups and they have their positions and you just have to agree to disagree. There's just not going to convince you're not going to convince each other, and then you have to then, as they say in the world of the negotiation, getting to yes. You have to then look for the solution, separate out the personnel things, and go to the solutions and move forward.
But unfortunately, in that case, you cannot go back in time because the tree is, 75, 80 years? So you cannot go back in time.
No, you can't. You know. Well, but you can, you know, according to things that we're trying to do is see if the doctor will then plant new trees that are more, because that tree wasn't appropriate for an urban and ironically the neighbor, which is the condominium, had a tree like that and requested that it be removed for the same reasons the doctor wants it removed. So so he can put 20, 15, I don't know, we have, that's part of the thing we have to work, see if he's willing to, we can do other plantings in the community to mitigate that. I'm convinced, you know, based on listening to all kinds of people, that that kind of tree is not appropriate tree for urban areas. It's just too big. The roots are horizontal. They lift, you know, asphalt and
they
sidewalks.
Are bigger than they can get bigger as a house.
And they extend, mm-hmm. and they're very the things extend so much the branches pipelines, and then yeah. and then the branches have to be upheld by mm-hmm. these things that go down. It's a tree that would fantastic for the countryside. It might finca, no problem. Mm-hmm. But you know, in Colombia they've outlawed the tree. It has to be removed, and no tree can be in urban areas. You know, and that's in the country of Colombia. So anyway, I'm convinced that
other solutions
and ironically,
have to be improved.
Ironically, yeah. In the meeting, another member of the coalition, with respect to a park that's behind her apartment, has trees like that, and the tree is destroying their parking. So, you know, that anyway, we can get some more trees. We can we have the whole Avenida San Patricio. We can make sure that none of those trees are cut down by Luma. Some of them have been cut. No more trees are cut down, that they're appropriately groomed, you know, apodados. And so, you know, there's a lot of things we can do. but anyway, it ties with this, you know, Sé la tolerancia with vecinos, and this role that we have in la Comunidad San Patricio, la Coalición Comunidad San Patricio. And we've had a number of cases where the neighbors, one of them was these people were coming from Ceiba and capturing the parakeets, the parroquia, and really hurting them, cutting their things, and it was, you know, we were able to
for sale. They were doing it for selling, not reselling. Yeah, so they got them free, and then they reselled it.
And they had the right to do it, but they didn't have the right to go into the private property. They didn't have the right to do it at night. They didn't have a right to do it with nets and with knives cutting their. They were just doing it in an illegal way, and so you know we. But that's not between two, well, we can say two neighbors, but this is a neighbor back in Ceiba. This is somebody from outside coming in to our community. But anyway, it just brings in, you know, that lesson is you do have to have respectful conversations and dialogue and hear the other sides and make sure that everybody knows where they come from. Sometimes you can't convince each other, but at least have respect for each other's mm-hmm. positions, and then move forward to looking for solutions based on, you know, something that are in common, and that's what we're doing. I just thought that would be something to bring up, and I think it's a learning process. So that's what mediation is all about, and it's I think it's going to work out in La Coalición. Yeah. So. Okay, we don't have any more time in this first segment, and so we have to take a pause, and we come back. I'm going to ask Ani to give us a little bit the background on herself and how she got where the kinds of things she's doing today. She has one particular project she's concentrating on, she called me on. So we'll be right back after pause with Ani Mustafa Ramos. This is Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez.